True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Vincent Harris, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia authorities are investigating the death of a baby girl in the city's Germantown neighborhood. They say it was around 7:45 Tuesday morning when officers and medics were called to a home on the 400 block of Mechanic Street near Germantown Avenue for a report of an unresponsive two-month-old girl. She was rushed to Einstein Medical Center, where she was pronounced dead about an hour later. The cause and circumstances surrounding her death are still unknown. A 51-year-old Trenton man is in custody after police say he sexually assaulted two young girls on separate occasions last month. KYW's Nigel Thompson has more.
Rasheen Gaither was arrested last Friday outside of Bagged U, the convenience store he owned on the corner of Pennington Avenue and Willow Street in Trenton, that police say he also operated as an illegal weed dispensary. The Mercer County Prosecutor's Office says investigators got information last week that Gaither had assaulted two girls under the age of 13 in August and executed a search warrant. One assault they say happened at the store, and another allegedly happened while a girl stayed overnight at his Trenton home. In the search of the store, authorities also recovered 4 pounds of marijuana and a handgun. Gaither is charged with two counts of first and second degree sexual assault and one count of endangering the welfare of a child. He also faces a firearm charge.
Anyone with information can leave an anonymous tip. Minor league hockey is returning to Trenton next year, and fans get the chance to name the team. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has the story.
Starting with the 2026-27 season, hockey is back in Trenton with the ECHL, which is the equivalent of AA in baseball. The team is moving from Utah and is currently affiliated with the Colorado Avalanche, but that's likely to change to a more local NHL team. ECHL Commissioner Ryan Creeland is a Jersey boy himself, and he's excited to see live action once again at the arena he grew up coming to.
And so to be able to bring that back to New Jersey for the next wave of New Jersey kids to grow up with professional hockey, give them a chance to skate. That's what it's all about.
The arena holds 7,500 fans. Trenton Mayor Reed Gussiora says this will be an important economic driver for the community with 30-plus games a year.
Fans can enter their submissions at TrentonECHLHockey.com. The Clean Air Council held a rally in Love Park, hoping to get more public comment on an EPA proposal that would stop regulation of greenhouse gases. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
Let's fight and let's win!
Councilmember Jimmy Gauthier was among the speakers encouraging several dozen protesters to get involved in the effort to maintain the EPA's endangerment finding. That's the conclusion based on scientific research that greenhouse gases harm people. It provides the basis for federal regulation of emissions. But the EPA now says updated data casts doubt on the finding and the agency wants to rescind it. Alex Baumstein of the Clean Air Council is skeptical of the new data and says greenhouse gas harm harm is evident around us.
The climate crisis we're living in looks like people swimming in the Vine Street Expressway. It looks like our eyes burning every summer from the smoke of Canada's vast northern forests burning down.
Bomstein wants to get the word out that the window to comment on rescinding the finding has been extended to September 22nd.
He says he thinks an outpouring of support for keeping the finding could make a difference. Philadelphia foodies will have to wait until the winter for the next Center City District Restaurant Week as the organization cancels the event this fall. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
The promotion that highlights Center City's eclectic dining scene will not return this fall. Instead, Restaurant Week will be held in January 2026.
Philadelphia was built on restaurants. It's what we've built our name on. It's a restaurant town.
Steven Sansone is executive chef of Porcini near 21st and Sansom Streets. He says Fall Restaurant Week is typically packed with eager diners coming off of summer vacation, and he worries going without that revenue will hurt business.
They did not consider what we had to say as the people who run the restaurants, who are the voices of the restaurants.
Senior manager of retail marketing and events with Center City District, Giovanna Sirachi Pruitti, said in part, quote, post-holiday winter months have remained the slowest seasons for restaurants. With finite staff and resources, we've made the decision to focus on that time frame.
While there won't be a fall edition this year, it's not clear if the district plans bringing back Restaurant Week next fall. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.